Good afternoon and welcome to SCL, the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. My name's Rob from robnonphoto.com and this is my little audio diary about my journey through the wonderful world of photography. Well, Merry Christmas to everybody. It's Boxing Day here in the UK. It's in the evening. We're all lying around feeling very stuffed because we've had a really big meal. Turkey, roast potatoes, all that sort of stuff. Everything, basically what we had yesterday, we've had today as well. We even went out and braved the shops today, went round, but they were quite packed. There were lots of rude people out who didn't know how to drive and didn't know how to shop. So it was a relief to get home, put our feet up and relax in front of the telly watching Harry Potter and the Order of the... A Chamber of Secrets, actually, I think we're watching now. So yeah, just a quick podcast this week. Just to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I thought what I would share is a quick thing that happened to me, actually Christmas Eve. Nobody was stirring, not even a mouse, apart from me at about 11 o'clock, and I was up playing around with my Polaroid camera. Suzanne was asleep, snoring away, and Oliver was in bed asleep too. All the presents were out, and I was thinking, I've just watching a bit of telly, and I thought, no, I'm going to get my Polaroid Land camera out and have a look at it, because I've had some troubles with it. And I thought, I'm going to see if I can fix it. Now, the Land camera was sent to me by Mike Rasso and the chaps over at the Film Photography Podcast earlier on in the year, because I'd sent an email to Mike asking about the different Polaroid cameras and Fuji cameras that used current film. And if you want to use an instant-type camera these days, you've either got to use something like a Fujifilm Instax Mini or a Fujifilm Instax Wide, which uses Fujifilm's Instax Integral film. So what that means, it's a film where you take the picture, the photograph pops out of the camera and it develops in front of your eyes. Or if you want to use Polaroid Integral film, you've got to get that either expired stuff off eBay, or you get the stuff from the Impossible Project, which is a little bit experimental. It's getting a lot better, but it's quite expensive. And then you can use things like Polaroid Spectra cameras, Polaroid 600 cameras, or SX70 type cameras. Polaroid cameras that use SX70 type film. And it's worth noting, the only people who are making new instant cameras that use film anyway are Fujifilm, because they're still making the Instax Minis and the Instax Whites. Okay, so there we go. However, Fujifilm also still make pack film, and pack film is the type of instant film that you have to peel apart. And this type of film is used in lots of older Polaroid cameras, Bellows type cameras, and more famously the color pack cameras. And normally, as well, as if you've got a Polaroid back for like a medium format camera, if you're lucky, it will take the peel apart type film. I'm not really sure why Fujifilm still they obviously make it because they make money out of it, but they don't make any cameras that fit it, as far as I'm aware. And I think what happened was Polaroid allowed Fujifilm to make this type of film when Polaroid was still making instant film, because I think Polaroid stopped making it and said, well, you can carry on making it, and that's what they do. And the beauty with these peel-apart films is that you can use them in these cameras like the colour packs that can take very, very nice photographs indeed. And Mike was kind enough to send me a colour pack too with a couple of boxes of film, black and white, FP 100, 300B, I think it's 300B, and 100C. And I shot all the black and white stuff, and it's very good. And what happens is you line up your shot, you press the button, you pull the film out of the camera, and then you wait a little bit, you peel the film apart, and then you're left with a nice print. And also a negative as well, because you can then do things with the other side of the film to get all sorts of nice effects. And the black and white stuff came out. However, though, when I put the colour film in, we were down the allotment during the summer, and I took a shot, and it was all blurred. I thought, oh, maybe that was just bad luck. Took another one, and that was blurred again. I thought, Okay, take a third one. I'll leave the camera on a table, make sure it's dead steady so there's no camera shake. I'll be very, very, very careful about adjusting the focusing distance on the camera. And that was all right. Took another shot, and it was blurred again. I thought, ah, something's wrong. And I put the camera away. I didn't really think about it for a while until Christmas Eve. When I got out, I thought, right, maybe it's something silly, like I've loaded the film in wrong. So I took the packed film out of the camera in the dark and put it back in again, and that all seemed to be fine. Took another shot. Again, it was blurred again. I thought, oh dear me. And this was with flashes as well. So I'm burning through film and burning through these. Remember flash cubes from when you were a kid? Burning through those as well. So I thought, oh gosh, okay. What could it possibly be? What could it possibly be? And I took the film out again and put it in because I thought it would be something to do with, like, the film was in the wrong place in the camera. So where the lens was focusing, where the film was meant to be, and the film wasn't there, and so it would be impossible to get a sharp photograph. So another one came out blurred. I thought, oh, I must only probably have one or two shots left now. What could it possibly be? And I was sort of on the cusp of giving up as well, thinking, this is a beta. But then I started thinking about it, thought, wait a minute. Okay, so it took shots with the black and white film that were okay, but the color films are blurred. Now, what's the difference? Has something happened to the camera in between me changing from black and white to color? And the answer to that is no. I can't remember anything happening to the camera. The lens is, it seemed okay. It's not wobbling around. It's not damaged in any way. There's a few scuff marks around the edge, but nothing that wasn't there when I was taking the pictures black and white. And now the big difference between the black and white film and the color film is that the black and white film is incredibly fast ISO wise. I think it's 3,000 ISO, okay, and the color film is like 100 ISO. So the black and white film is so fast, the camera uses a very fast shutter speed and also a very tight aperture. Now that's important because it uses a very tight aperture. It means that everything is in focus in front of the camera. In fact, when you read the instructions, what they tell you to do is when you're shooting with a black and white film, you set the focus scale to 5 feet and you don't worry about focusing the camera because everything will be in focus. However, when you use the color film, because it's a lot slower, the camera uses a lot wider aperture, so that's why you have to get the focus spot on by turning the focus ring on the front of the camera to the correct distance. And then I started thinking, well, wait a minute, maybe even when I was shooting the black and white stuff, there was something wrong with the lens. But because the camera was using such a small aperture, the camera was masking the problem. Because using a tiny aperture, so everything was in focus, and so that was now enabling me to take okay photographs. So then I started to think, okay, so maybe there is something wrong with the lens, and it's not calibrated correctly. And then I thought, okay, so then I thought, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull off the front of the lens, because what you have is you have the lens and there's the distance scale on this surround that you turn to, like 5, 10, or 15 feet, infinity, etc. So I thought, I was looking at it and it looked like it needed some clips, but I gave it a wobble and it just came off of my hand. I thought, ooh, right. Okay, so I've taken that off. I made a note of where the top of the lens was, and I could see that you could turn the lens around in its, like, holder. Backwards and forwards. I thought, oh, hello, wait a minute. Maybe at some point in this camera's life, this so the whoever was using it was using it. They took a photograph and then maybe knocked the camera or dropped it or something happened whereby the calibration ring, the bit on the front with all the distance things, fell off the front of the camera. And then when they put it back on, they put it on in the wrong place. So when you're looking at the distance and it says 5 feet, the camera actually thinks it's 10 feet. I thought maybe that was the case. Because the other thing I'd noticed as well is when you were turning the focus ring, when you got round to like 30 feet and infinity, it was really tight. It was rubbing up against the body of the camera, so that wasn't right. So I thought, well, what do you do? How do you do it? What do you get? I thought, well, I'm just going to take a guess. I'm just going to turn the lens through 360 degrees, and then I'm going to pop the calibration scale back on. So that's what I did. I turned it through 360 degrees, popped the calibration scale back on. Then I popped a new flash in. Oh, one more thing as well. If you have got a colour pack too and the flashes don't fire, but just check your battery, because it's probably you've got a couple of duff batteries in there. So I changed the batteries anyway. Went in the dining room and took another photograph, bang, with a flash, pop. And we're about 11:30 now. Pulled the film up, left it on the side, and thought, well, there we go. And it was the last film as well that had come out of the camera. Left it on the side for a minute or so, wandered around, ate some peanuts, thought, well, there we go. You know, at least I've given it a go. I don't expect anything. I'm probably going to have to bin the camera, you know, or something like that. Because, you know, you can buy them on eBay fairly cheap, but you don't want to be messing around. Peeled the film, lo and behold, sharp colour photograph of our dining room. So there we go. So that must have been what happened. It was still slightly out. So what I did was I I was focused on something that I thought was about 5 feet away, and what was actually sharp in the photograph was about 8 feet away. So I carefully took the calibration, the focusing dial off again, and tweaked the lens a tiny bit and put it back on. So hopefully next time I get some colour film into the colour pack too, I'll be able to focus properly. And it should mean that when I put black and white stuff in there, that should be properly focused as well, where before it wasn't. So there we go. So the moral of the story is, when you've got an old camera and you think there's something might be wrong with it, I did go on the net to see if anybody had a similar problem, but I couldn't find anything referring to calibrating the lenses on these things. It was all about whether the shutters were working or not because of the electrics. So there we go. So if you do have a colour pack to a Polaroid camera whereby your colour photos are coming out a bit fuzzy, it's probably because the distance scale has fallen off the camera at some point, and then somebody's put it back on, but they put it back on wrong. And so what your camera thinks is 10 feet is actually 30 feet or something like that. So the moral of the story is, don't give up, keep on going. You never know, you might be able to fix something that's old. Well, there we go. That's it for this week. I told you it would be a short one, but time to go off, and I think I might have some cheese and biscuits now. We've got some nice, what have we got downstairs? Maybe some nice some cheddar or some double Gloucester, something like that. Well, that's it. I hope everybody's had a great Christmas, and I'll thank you for downloading and listening to the podcast, and hopefully pretty soon I'll see you on Flickr.